Democrats may be poised to take control of the Wisconsin State Senate with a close victory in one of four Senate recall elections yesterday, but that may be small comfort for the party after yesterday's historic victory for Republican Governor Scott Walker. Walker soundly defeated Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett in that recall effort forced by Democrats and labor after Walker essentially eliminated bargaining rights for most public workers. The Democratic Party chair in Wisconsin, Mike Tate, says some things are worth losing over, but are they? Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of the network's political webcast Top Line. Let's check in with him to start. And Rick, we know Republicans now feel more confident about taking the state in November. But then there are those exit polls. Tell us more about them.
That's right. Look, Republicans see this as a crucible for the kind of austerity measures that Republicans across the country, including Mitt Romney, when it comes down to it, are talking about. And they see the voters as saying yes. But then inside the exit polls, you see a slight majority saying that they would still support President Obama in his reelect, actually a 7-point gap in the exit polls. So you have a good number of voters who are saying simultaneously, yes, I support Governor Walker. I want Governor Walker to remain in office, but I would cross over and still vote for President Obama.
Well, it's so interesting because the same polls show voters by large margin saying they trust President Obama over Mitt Romney on the economy and on helping the middle class. So just before we look ahead, some are saying that what a lot of voters were saying yesterday was we just don't agree with a recall. What do you think? I mean, if they're saying they'd vote for both President Obama and Scott Walker, what are they saying?
Well, 2 points. One is, I think, exactly that. There are some folks who feel like a recall should be reserved for high corruption, really extreme measures, a really extreme measure for only to respond to extreme measures that a governor would have taken, not just the way he's dealt with a budget cap. The other is that Wisconsin, like many states, Massachusetts comes to mind, actually, have a history of sending Republicans to governor's mansions and Democrats in White House bids. And in fact, Republican governors have been the norm over the last couple of decades in Wisconsin. So there's a sense of a split, of a divided government that a lot of voters are comfortable with. And there really isn't anything unusual about splitting a ticket that way.
Well, and what happens now? Some Democrats are saying this morning that yesterday's vote might wake up their big donors. You know, Walker's backers, most from out of state, outspent the unions $45 million to $17 million.
Yes, I think Democrats are waking up today, and they can't be happy with what they're seeing in the mirror. They picked this fight, and they're it's not that the unions weren't sufficiently engaged. They didn't have the resources to match what Republicans did, but those kind of mismatches happen all the time. They are going to have to realize now that if you're going to go after these things, you cannot depend on sort of the traditional mechanisms of labor unions to deliver boots on the ground and resources. You're going to have to tap into other funding streams. We've seen it at the presidential level where the super PACs are being outweighed on the Republican side versus the Democratic side. And I do think there's a lot of Democrats now who are waking up to this news and saying, we have to do something different. We're going to have to find a way to match the organizing energy that's now quite apparent on the right.
Well, some of the Democratic donors have disdained the big, you know, they don't agree with the Supreme Court decision, and so they've stayed out of the game. But some Democrats are hoping that changes. Meanwhile, what about unions? Just briefly, Bill Wilson of Americans for a Limited Government says battles like the one in Wisconsin reduce union cash flow. There were a lot of donors who said they were contributing to the race to hope to make unions spend money so they don't have it to spend on President Obama. But unions are pointing to victories in Ohio and Pennsylvania recently. So your thoughts in a few seconds.
This is a staggering blow to unions. They decided to make this the big focus of their year and to demonstrate the muscle that they had. So to lose and to lose pretty decisively after picking a fight like this to someone that went right after them and they punched back, I don't know how they're able to really hold their heads up today and declare themselves forces in American politics.
Well, also yesterday, San Diego and San Jose voters there overwhelmingly approved cuts to retirement benefits for city workers. So losses there too. Rick Klein of ABC World News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.